Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Minnesota saw a 26% drop in overdose deaths from 2023 to 2024. Hazleton Betty Ford Executive Director Lydia Burr.
I am used to talking about this exact subject, but for the opposite reason, because there's been an announce in the increase year over year. And so being able to talk about a drop, especially a 25% drop, I mean, it's so exciting and it's such a positive thing. It makes me really, really happy.
Burr says despite the drop, the work needs to continue to make sure there isn't a bounce back in overdose deaths this year. Some poultry producers are turning to laser technology to deter wild birds from farm sites, aiming to reduce the risk of highly pathogenic avian influenza. Dr. Abby Schuft, a program leader with the University of Minnesota Extension, says all options are being considered to protect flocks from potential carriers.
There's a lot of research-based evidence that lasers work with bird deterrence, like in vineyards and in orchards. However, there's nothing published yet that indicates its productivity in the poultry industries.
Schuft notes that some wild birds seem unfazed by the presence of lasers. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar is celebrating passage of bipartisan legislation that would overturn President Trump's tariffs on Canada. Klobuchar, in a statement, says Canada is Minnesota's top trading partner, but these chaotic tariffs are jeopardizing the relationship and increasing costs for Minnesota families. The bill would terminate the February emergency declaration that President Trump used to start the trade war with Canada and eliminate tariffs on Canadian imports. The U.S. House is required to vote on it within 18 days. In other headlines, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Kimberly Mullen, a registered nurse in Robbinsdale, says treatment has come a long way, but early detection is crucial to survival.
If you get a screening mammogram annually, you are able to find breast cancers up to 3 years earlier than you would by just palpating the breasts alone.
Mullen recommends all women start getting mammograms at age 40 and may want to start earlier if they have direct relatives with breast cancer. The Minnesota Organic Conference is making its return to St. Cloud this January. Hosted by the Minnesota Department of Ag, the two-day event will be held at River's Edge Convention Center on January 8th and 9th. This year's conference features more than 30 breakout sessions and 80 exhibitor booths highlighting the latest in organic farming. And Minnesota-based Cargill is laying off 80 employees at its Wayzata headquarters. The layoffs are effective December 31st. This is MNN.